Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry is campaigning on the West Coast today, talking about pocketbook issues. In the San Francisco Bay Area, Kerry outlined a proposal to curtail predatory lending practices. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Kerry held a town hall meeting at a high school in Daly City, California, in a middle-class neighborhood of nearly identical two-story homes. His focus today was on consumer borrowing. He says it's no surprise that household debt is rising, with the average credit card balance topping $9,000.
What happens when tuitions go up, healthcare costs go up, gasoline prices go up, but your wages go down? You go into debt.
Kerry says too often the system is stacked against debtors. He cited the example of universal default penalties, in which even consumers who pay credit card bills on time can be slapped with higher interest rates if they miss a payment to another creditor.
If you're late on one utility bill, late on one car payment, late, just late, on one payment, they can change your interest up to 29%, and they do. So all of a sudden, people get caught in a trap, the debt trap, which is why you have one bankruptcy filed in America every 19 seconds now.
Kerry got a personal testimonial from Silicon Valley resident Lori Guy. She'd moved to California from Virginia to take her dream job with a computer chip company. But within months of starting work, Guy says, she was faced with pay cuts while her bills kept coming and creditors offered no relief.
After a few missed payments or late payments, what they did offer me were the dreaded late fees, increased interest rates, and a damaged credit rating. We need a new leader who understands the problems of real people.
Kerry proposed a ban on universal default penalties, and he also called for more disclosure on credit card statements so consumers know how long it will take to pay off their debts. California tried to enact similar disclosure rules, but was thwarted by the federal government. For Kerry, today's focus on consumer credit caps a week of campaigning on economic issues, in which he's argued repeatedly that voters face a fundamental choice.
All you have to do is look at the facts. The deficit, the trade deficit, the poverty levels, the loss of health care, the loss of wages, and you have a clear choice in this race.
Kerry's case was bolstered yesterday by new census data, which showed median family income fell last year for the third year in a row, while the number of Americans in poverty rose. Today, the Commerce Department released more discouraging news, showing the economy grew more slowly than previously thought in the second quarter, although the rate was in line with economist projections. A Kerry campaign spokesman said today, the ink on George Bush's economic record is starting to dry. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Daly City, California.